You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Y'all got cavities? That's crazy.
You never had a cavity?
I did when I was
a
kid.
Never in my life.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's I don't know how y'all get cavities. He swallows things whole. He doesn't chew.
Down his gullet.
Nothing touches his teeth. He swallow things.
How the fuck you go without a cavity?
That's not normal, bro.
It's not supposed to be like that. If your parent, my mom kept us in a dentist because she always getting root canals and shit like that. So we were always like, my kids, they don't have nothing.
Right, but you've had a cavity before.
I had one because I was not doing what I was supposed to be doing.
I've had cavities.
I've had cavities. You've never had a cavity in your life. That's not normal.
I got dental records approved.
Chaz did what he was supposed to do.
I'm making him feel bad for something that's an accomplishment. That's great, bro.
Like my kids, they good.
They've never had cavities?
Bro, you brush twice a day and floss.
We didn't floss when we were kids and stuff like that. Yeah, we just went to bed after eating all that bullshit.
That's my thing. I still struggle with brushing before bed.
Oh, really?
I'll brush twice a day.
That ain't been a problem since.
No, only twice? I brush when I feel
it. I brush twice a day. I brush in the morning.
I brush in the morning, at night, before I go to bed.
And I'll do like an afternoon brush or something like that.
Oh, no. Before bed is key. Yeah.
That's the main important one. Yeah.
You got to get that love-making mouth.
The morning's for you. That's for the people around you. You brush your teeth in the morning for the people around you. You
and
know
night
what I mean?
Is where you really that's close for the you. Deal.
Yeah, because everybody has all that sugar and stuff. It just sits in there all day. Like they were saying, the dentist was like, anytime you can brush your teeth right after you eat is great. She was like, as often as you can brush your teeth right after you eat, she was like, you'll save yourself. But you know,
it makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. I used to see weirdos, they'll be like, just right at work, to go and brush their teeth. I'm like, ew, what's that about? Right. You know,
I'll be brushing my teeth in the airport.
I'll be seeing dudes, I used to be like, ew.
I still go ew, but I get it. I get it.
Because I took all the snacks and everything, and I've been flying, my mouth been closed. I'll be like, I gotta brush my teeth.
No reason I can't do it in the airport because I don't like smelling other people's boo boo and stuff. Like, if they're in there,
I get that.
Yeah, I use those little, on the road, I bring those little toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm. Those work
little,
good.
The wisps, yeah, or whatever.
Yo, those work really good. The ones you put me on those.
Yeah. I'm allergic to gum. Something in it makes my stomach cramp up. So I
you swallow
gum?
It?
All gum?
No, just chewing it, whatever's in it.
You're allergic to gum?
I've never heard that.
I've been saying it for the last.
Like any type of gum?
Yeah, something in it, some chemical in it just makes my stomach cramp real bad.
I ain't never heard that in my life.
Yeah. So I grab the toothbrush, take it to the bathroom.
I didn't know you could be allergic to gum.
I didn't either. This is new to me.
Yeah. Was it aspartame in it or something like that?
You think I'm reading?
I thought gum is just gum.
You think we read
gum
out here, Craig?
It's just gum.
Nah, what are the ingredients in gum?
It's just gum.
I don't know.
It's just gum.
It's sugar. It's definitely for the most part sugar.
I don't know.
Aspartame.
Riboflavin.
What makes it the chewy?
Like the I guess, pork fat, ain't it?
That's a gummy bear. Gum from a tree. Oh, okay. Isn't that from a tree?
No.
What's in gum?
No, they have gum.
It's tree nut.
Tree nut.
Gum. I'm gonna gum. That's what it is.
What, yeah, what is? When you think about it, what is gum?
I don't know.
A bunch of words I can't say. It consists of insoluble components like raisins, elastomers, and fillers, often made from synthetic materials like polysorbutylene.
I know that one.
Polysorbutylene.
Mm-hmm. I can't say that.
While softeners like glycerin, lecithin, ensure gums remains pliable. Flavorings, of course, give or take a few.
Other chemicals. That's the damn, there's so many chemicals in gum.
Waxes, emulsifiers, help to bind ingredients and prevent sticking. Yeah.
Is there a natural gum?
Yeah, they have some. Some have cones. Like Whole Foods.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you can't eat those either. You're allergic to that too? I mean, would you be?
I got off gum early. Like
got off gum?
Yeah.
It was heroin or something.
He was strung out.
I used to blow bubbles and shit and get in trouble for popping bubbles or leaving gum somewhere. So I was like,
You went to a GA meeting?
And then all those like extras and all those came out and something in them just made my stomach. Juicy Fruit. I'm cool on Juicy Fruit.
That's the worst one.
That's the most pointless gum.
Yeah, it's gotta be the worst
Juicy
one.
Fruit. No, Zebra.
Fruit Stripes.
Fruit Stripes. You had three chews.
But when it lasts for 2 hours,
it was fire. Three chews are beautiful. You're like,
you took them out. Over.
I was missed the Big League Chew.
Big League Chew.
Big League's last. That lasts a long time, though. That flavor stays.
No, it does.
No, it
terrible.
You just chew it. No. That one and that.
Big League was for kids playing baseball to feel like they had dip.
Tobacco.
It lasted for 3 seconds, bro. You blew big bubbles and it was
big
over.
Big League lasts more than the Stripes.
Yeah. Okay. But Stripes was the
Bubble Yum didn't last long
bubble
either.
Bubble Yum, Hubble Bubble, all
Bubblicious.
What was the really hard little one?
Jewel.
Jewel,
is that the one with the gel?
Oh,
inside?
You're talking about the baseball guy on it.
Yeah,
the yellow package.
That's bubblegum.
That's Bubble Yum.
Bubble Yum.
That shit, I was like, God damn.
You're talking about
hard.
The little penny candy ones?
Nah, this one was like a square and it had like
it's
ridges.
A square, ridges. Yeah.
It was hard, bro.
It was hella hard. But what you got to do is you can blow your bubbles.
It's funny how all kids have the same experience.
You had it too hard
with my bubbles.
I was doing all that stuff. You let it be and pop it.
Yeah.
Hey, playing baseball and popping a bubble, you was
seeds and gum. That's all baseball.
All your sweat on it.
Seeds and gum. I remember we used to keep our seeds in our pocket too.
Why is that a thing? Just to pass time?
Well, you need to pass time. It's a lot of standing and sitting and watching.
So sunflower seeds just give you like I'm doing something.
Yep.
Just tobacco for 100 years.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, that unhealthy habit. Yeah.
Somebody was like, let's get
these
kids.
No jaw by the end of the game.
Yeah.
Jaw fell out.
Let's get these kids something else to do here.
That must have been nasty on the streets back in the day.
Tobacco's a disgusting thing.
Have you ever done it?
I've never tried it. I've tried it before.
When I was young, I tried one of my friends, and it was like,
when I did it, I understood.
Like,
I was
up under there.
It keeps it in and you spitting. It like burns a little bit.
Yeah, because
like
it's cutting your gum.
Yeah, it gives a little sting.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't have it that long. It was like,
Yeah, it's cutting your gums and getting in the bloodstream.
Oh, does nicotine give people a high?
No, it just gives you like a buzz up.
Oh, you've done all the things. You're
of course.
Yeah, man,
you were 78 early. Yeah.
What's stronger, heroin or nicotine?
Well, they tell you both sides.
You know.
They both have good and bad.
I'll tell you which one's safe and which one's
the first time I tried meth, it was. Jesus.
Come on, sit down over here. Let me tell you
a little story.
How much time you was an old man, bro. You was old.
How much time you got?
To me, that was all old man stuff. That's why I never did it.
Meth gets a bad rap, guys.
That was white stuff.
I never did the old man, the hard.
No. Black people did chewing tobacco.
Yeah, they did.
Especially down south.
Yeah. Bro, tobacco.
Cowboys.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Tobacco's old, dog.
Yeah.
It is one of those oldest. It's grown here. It's
in pipe. Remember in pipes too.
Yeah, I remember in pipes.
But just to put that tobacco on there.
Yeah.
One of my uncles would smoke the pipe, and it would smell so good to me. It did.
Sweet.
Yeah, it smells good.
I didn't like
my dad's pops used to smoke cigars.
Okay.
Not crack. It was
Whatever the tobacco.
You just have a natural crack.
Just when you demeanor. Whenever you do this, that's crack after 19.
Hey, crack ruined pipes. You're like, no, like smoking a peace pipe, a cob pipe. You were classy when you had a pipe. Now you're a crack.
The glass see through.
Yeah, that used to be a thing. You stuff your little pipe in there, light it up, and now you're puffing.
Now
you're
something dick.
Next to a fire. Yeah,
now it's different, bro.
You be next to a fire smoking your pipe. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you kids.
Scrooge McDuck had a pipe, didn't he?
Yeah, probably.
One that went down.
Yeah,
he
had a pipe. Yeah, he had a pipe.
They used to make those ones look cool, though.
Yeah,
they
now take them out. Strung out.
What did they smoke like?
Okay. I was like, Huey, Dewey, Louie, let me tell you something.
Right.
It's like, oh, chill, Unc.
Or those cigarettes, though, the ladies would smoke on the stick. The
Slims.
It looked all classy. It looked refined.
It was, so you didn't smell like cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. From the distance? Yeah, you could smoke from the distance.
Oh, that was it for? We were just talking about that Sunday, like, You know, I'm not against weed. Everybody know that. I dabble. But for niggas who smoke weed, I do not want to dap you up, bro.
Oh, yeah. My barber hands, a lot of barber's hands be smelling
bro,
like
weed. They be like, I'll be at the comedy club. They be, what up, bro? And I'll be like, God damn it. I got to go wash my hands, sanitize. Loves like, y'all stink,
it
does. Bro.
I'm like...
It stinks,
bro.
That's not good when I smoke weed.
And I'm not even against weed. I partake, but I don't
mind the smell of weed.
I don't either, but I don't want it on me. I don't want your dap up on me.
So I don't want the weed nor the blunt.
If you could inject weed, you'd inject weed like heroin, so you didn't smell like it.
I just do edibles. I just eat it.
That's not real. You gotta get it from the earth. You gotta smoke it.
I don't want
with the gods.
I don't want it.
I never liked edibles, bro.
Y'all try the ayahuasca. The ayahuasca. What's it called?
I almost did.
Don't you gotta go somewhere to do that? You can't just do it in Bakersfield, right?
You're supposed to have a shaman.
I think that's where you're supposed to go.
The jungle. There's shamans everywhere. Yeah. You go get your shaman card anywhere.
I thought most people be going to like.
On a hike somewhere.
Brazil and stuff.
No, people do it right.
Do it
of celebrities do that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I know a guy who did and then left his family.
It's supposed to help you with trauma and help you see clear.
I wouldn't trust that in the city.
I can't even spell it.
I just found
it. Put me in a rural area.
I want to be with nature.
Yeah, put me in nature and let me do it. Let me feel like something's happening. I don't want to be next to pigeons.
You
on that shit? Wait till it hit, baby.
A-Y-U-H. A-Y. It should pop up. But
you don't know after that.
I
would go with A-Y-U-H.
There you go. A-Y-A-H. There's a lot of goddamn vowels in here. A-U-A-S-C-A.
I heard you get rid of everything from your body. Some people do. Like you'll vomit or you'll shit on yourself.
They say it's nonstop throwing up.
Oh, for DMT people, is the same thing?
DMT is a shortened version of it. It's the 15-minute version of it. The other one's a long ride, buddy.
All right, let me read this real quick. All right, South American psychoactive concoction? Okay. Prepare from... I'm doing too many big words today. Banisteriopsis caffi vine and... This is DMT, dimethylpropionate.
So are you drinking it or are you...
You could smoke that.
Are you smoking and it makes you throw up?
Yeah, the other one you drink like a tea.
Okay, so part of shamanism.
This one you could smoke, and it's like a 15-minute.
Why are you throwing up?
That's not what DMT. That's
is it throwing up like hungover throwing up or throwing up like I'm being purified?
I haven't heard, but I heard it like purify like whatever your trauma,
the toxins
or whatever,
it
comes out.
So ayahuasca
vomit or through shit.
Ayahuasca is
so you gotta be out there naked.
Quechan language.
Some people wear diapers. Adult diapers.
Yeah, put me in the jungle.
I'd rather go sit in the woods.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to wear a diaper.
I want to be outside.
Put me outside in a tent.
Naked. In Brazil?
Yeah, I don't want to be.
They got anacondas and shit.
Oh, man.
So do I, man.
I'd rather
go
to somebody's house and shit in their house and be like, sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
I don't want to shit on myself.
Yeah, that just seems horrible.
I don't even want to shit on myself in a diaper.
Poop bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to.
I just need to know, can I die from this? Can I die from...
I'm sure you could die from anything.
Yeah, you probably could.
If you could die from sugar, you could die from...
They were like, once, he left in peace.
That nasty nigga shitted on himself before he left. That's on your tombstone.
I didn't know about the taking a crap. I thought it was just all throw up.
It's certain people with different things, but a lot of times it's out of both sides. A complete release.
Yeah,
so it's very rare to do it. Somebody would have to mess with it in some negative way or something like that.
To die.
To die. Or it's like it's impure brew.
Something.
So you got to drink it?
Yeah, with that one, it's a drink. With the DMT, they smoke it. They put it in like...
It's like roots or stuff, right? Or you just drink like a
mixed up. It's like a tea.
I don't know exactly what it is. Oh. I don't know. Is it like from frogs or is it from like a tea? Is it? I don't get that.
You got to ask Mr. Junkie.
So what
over
you
here.
Do? I've never done that.
You never licked a toad or two?
Nah.
You never got one.
I have limits.
Licking toads is crazy. How high? Man. How you need to be so high? How does that even happen?
How do you figure that out?
Yeah. Somebody's like, yo, let's catch him. I'm just playing around.
People eat pork butt. What do you mean?
Eating
frog legs.
Okay.
You're going to eat people eat frogs.
Chitlins.
Okay.
You might as well lick a toad.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't know about licking a like live toad.
It probably is.
It's
probably
about.
You know, it's dudes, bro. I dare you to lick that toad. I think it's that simple.
I think I'd rather lick a live toad than a dead toad.
You know, that's how it happened.
You'd rather lick a live one than a dead one?
I'd rather lick a live toad than a dead toad.
I think I would too.
Oh, can I give you guys this scenario?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
All right, here we go.
Here's a scenario. All right. You're on a plane and your plane crashes, okay? Now, you're the only survivor. Okay, you're in like the Andes Mountains, something mm-hmm. like that. Okay, but summertime is coming, spring is coming. All the mm-hmm. things start melting. The flesh of the people you were eating is starting to, it's gonna start, you know, rotting soon. Okay, so you have a choice. You don't know when someone's coming from you. Okay,
we're eating these people. Okay,
no, you're eating these people.
We've already eaten people.
We've already accepted the.
But now you go like, it's gonna get warm, right? Uh-huh. So I got to eat these people before
they spoil.
Before they spoil. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Here's my question.
I'm with it.
You don't know how long you're going to be there, so you're going to eat every part of this person, okay? Here we go.
I know it. Are you eating the dick?
Are you eating the dick first?
I know it.
Are you eating it last? Because you can have fresh dick, or you could be there and you have spoiled, rotten dick.
Oh,
hindsight is also... By the time they find you,
we have to eat the whole. We have to for this scenario. We're eating everything.
You can make dick jerky.
I ain't eating.
But now, if they find you early enough, they're like, he's just eating nothing but dicks. There's a whole humans here. You only ate that.
That's pretty good.
Or
that guy had a thing.
That guy had a thing. So now, when you survive, you're like, well, how did I survive?
Now you're the serial dick eater.
Eating dicks.
Or you got to eat spoiled dick.
Give me the rotten dick, bro.
Yeah, I'm going everything else for you. Got to go thigh and butt first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm hoping I don't have to eat the dick. Yeah. I'm hoping
I don't have to eat the people. I'm holding out until I'm fucking starving.
Hey, man, I get you.
About to die.
I think I'm eating the fresh dick. I think I'm eating fresh dick over rotten dick.
I think I'm just not going to eat dick.
Yeah. You got to, bro.
You got to survive. We're down. You're down. All you have left is just a bunch of penises in the snow, and it's starting to melt. You got nothing. You're like, oh, man.
How long you been out there?
Right.
Damn.
It's 100 people on this plane.
And if you don't eat all the dick, you're going to look homophobic. Like, what's wrong with this guy?
You come back. Boom.
Boom. This guy's
canceled.
Can you imagine being a survivor, bro? You're a fucking hero. People are like, you're fucking homophobic.
He don't eat any dick out there, man. What's wrong with that? Eat the dirt.
That's crazy.
And marching against you with
but
big
you have no
eyes.
Problem with eating ass. But the dicks was gonna.
Well, I don't feel like I'd eat dead ass. I would eat
dead ass.
So you eating that dead ass first?
You
sure.
Eat it first.
Dead I'm ass, New York.
Dick ass.
You know what I mean?
I could eat a snow.
Craig, yes, you are, bro. No, you can't. No, you can't.
There's vegetation around. I'm sure.
Not
I'll
in
catch,
the snow. What
I'll catch a
about?
Goddamn squirrel or a rabbit somewhere no, along the way.
You're in the mountains, bro. You're not catching none of
plane
that.
Plane crash. You need some protein.
But they come in. I feel like if the plane crash, they come in to look for that plane. It ain't going to be too long. You don't have to eat the
dick,
bro.
They always not find people, man.
Bro, a lot of
but
people
they come
get
to
up
look.
There. How many people get stuck up there and they die? It happens all the time.
I know, but they coming to look at least.
But this is
but
so here's
my
the
hope
thing.
Is that they coming to find me before I eat a dick.
It could
bro.
Be years,
I
mean, bro. It could be years.
What do you mean?
It could be years. You could be Eric and all you want. Them years.
But
passed.
By years.
But
that,
also,
but here's the
but
thing.
You're
if, the snow
scenario.
Is, if the snow is melted,
the snow is melting.
That means the earth is the flowers and stuff is coming.
Maybe.
And you know it's I mean? South America. You said the Andes Mountains. It's not going to be.
Oh,
I don't
coming.
Know where the Andes are. I'm hey, hey, National hey, Geographic
hey,
over
man.
Here.
I had to make sure I looked it
Rocky
up.
Rocky Mountains, Andes Mountains.
They
you in the Colorado
what's
Mountains.
What's the one mountain?
They getting out of
Kilimanjaro.
You in the Colorado Mountains. How long till you eat
what's
ass?
The mountains in China? I don't know what they're all called. Himalayans? I don't know where they're at.
They're doing everything to get out of eating dick for this scenario.
You goddamn right.
You already ate a dick. He ate a dick. Me and Keon's kind of wavering.
You got nothing but dick left. So are you waiting to eat it, or are you going like, oh, fresh?
Nothing.
You know what? Are you just gonna die? Are you just gonna be like, you know what? This is it. I'm just gonna starve to death. Because
you know, I can't wait till last, because you know, you when you eat the chips, you get to the last part, you get to nibbling on it. I ain't gonna be there.
Nibble
savoring on,
dick.
On the last bits of dick before I die.
That's crazy. Y'all gonna be starving when I'm on the grill. Who's next?
Flipping dicks over here.
You saving a big one for last?
Are you burning them? Are you
medium or rare? What you want?
Are you gonna burn your dicks?
Yeah, over there, Benihana.
I'm gonna burn them so I don't know it's a dick.
Are you eating the big one first, or you eating the big one last?
Going too far.
Now there's sizes.
Of course there's sizes.
That's now you're going too far.
Saved
what do you mean I'm going too far?
Now I can't fly no more. Now I can't fly.
I don't even want this scenario.
I can't get on a plane anymore now. My comedy career is over.
So you're going to eat the one with cheese or without?
If you guys, your boat crash, everybody swims over or something, you got to drag bodies out the
There's
water.
Fish in the water.
That's
baby.
True. Big difference.
Yeah, I'm good.
Big difference. You're not stuck on a mountaintop.
Yeah, I'm good
with nothing
the fish.
But dicks around.
I'll eat fish dicks.
What?
Okay.
What?
You know, fish got dicks anyways.
Yeah, we all do, right?
Fish I don't know.
Dicks? I don't know. Do they have dicks? I just made
if
that
if
up.
If I was swimming in a fucking fish cave thing.
Wait, how do they have
meat?
They have to have dicks, right?
They have to have penises.
No.
Come on, man.
They have to, right?
Do fish have dicks?
Penises.
Only the ones in your house.
Well, that was inappropriate of me. Do fish have male genitalia?
They have to.
Here's what I found.
There's male.
Oh, you gonna make me read it?
There's females and there's males.
Yeah.
Salmons.
Well, seahorse, they don't have dicks.
Oh, my God.
You're looking at fish dick over there?
That is not
they
a good
do they?
That is not a good sight.
What? I know whales do.
Yeah. Would you eat
that
a whale meat?
Dork?
Well, me probably go hard. Get
this
it?
Dude
Get it,
idiot.
Guys? Here all night.
Isn't whale
I'm in Chicago this weekend.
Isn't whale meat made of ivory? Or is
what?
That...
No.
That's elephant tusk, ain't it?
No.
Ivory.
Elephant tusk
that,
is ivory.
Is that...
You mean lipstick is made of...
Rhino tusk is ivory.
They use it. Right? They get something from... whale something from lipstick. Killing them poor animals.
Blubber?
Yeah. Blubber, I think. They need to shut down all SeaWorlds. All zoos.
What you got against having some animals
I don't
hostage,
like animals
man?
Like being,
oh, so
like,
a lot of fish don't.
I want to see them.
A lot of
though.
Fish don't have penises.
See them in the wild.
Told you.
I'm not going to the wild to see
Africa.
A wild animal. I
yes.
want to see a nice, tamed, used to human animal.
No, man.
So their
prison.
Penises
it's
look
slavery.
Like vaginas.
Oh, yeah, that's a.
There you go, Craig.
I told you. They have to. That looks like a baby shark.
Yeah, but most don't have it. They have these things that look like it, kind of.
Uh huh.
Baby
clits.
Shark meat, yo.
Fish clits.
That's all clits are. Just little penises, man. You know, man.
Underdeveloped.
They get hard, you know. They just can't bust
penis.
Out.
They just didn't grow.
They just can't go out of it.
They just stay in. Stay tucked in.
Yeah. But, you know, the little thing starts throbbing, is moving, you know.
Some girls is big, though. Some girls have the big ones.
They do.
They're on the cusp.
Yeah, you go like, you're a boy.
Last
yeah.
minute, they're like, nah.
I mean,
wrong line.
Made a turn.
I'm
a girl. You're a girl.
I saw one long one. It was like a candy corn. I was.
You saw it live?
Yeah, live and in person.
Ideally, you would think you would want. They're easier to find.
So I was like, I'm not licking this.
Like a lot of dudes, you know, struggle down there, right? So ideally, would you rather have one that's easy to find or no. one that's like tucked under?
I
want to
go diving deep in the forest for it. Then it's
what
like Indiana
you?
Jones.
Would you want bigger clit, smaller clit, medium clit?
If you got to do this under it, no.
I want to find it.
Stroking
you
the ball.
You want to find it?
Don't go
you got to stroke the
it.
Balls.
That's the whole goal.
Clip.
And then when they find it, they're like, oh.
Yeah, I want to find it.
That's the whole.
Hunt it down.
Yeah.
I don't
want
to be
wanna...
there.
I'm Indiana Jones
yeah.
out here,
I don't
man.
Want no invisible clip.
Temple of Doom.
I don't want
Doom.
One
it's all hidden under the skin. It got to come out a little bit.
A little bit's fine. Yeah. But I don't want the boing, boing, boing.
I just don't
want
to work that hard.
Well, how
you don't
tiny want to
be
is
working
it?
The clit like this while you
jerking off a clit is crazy.
It's crazy. Crazy.
It's a clit.
Well, yeah, I don't want to.
Man, I'm out of here.
You be eating it out there.
That's crazy.
Gawking
on
clit.
Crazy.
That's wild.
Spitting on it.
You ain't never gawk on a clit.
No.
Oh, no.
Nope. Y'all ain't live.
How much investigating do you want to be doing down there, though?
Y'all
be really
can.
Investigating?
You gotta see what's happening.
I like to
please, be in there, man.
You gotta see what's happening.
Turn the game on.
You gotta get it right.
You gotta see what's down there, what's happening. I don't know, let me survey
you
the
land. You just be like, all right, it's wet. I'm gone. Let's go.
Yeah, man.
Nah, man.
You
gotta get in there. You're
a gynecologist. Y'all be
yeah.
He's a selfish lover.
Yeah, you gotta be in there, man.
You
see,
it's like
please,
10
bro.
Seconds.
You got it crazy, man.
DC's got wet wipes. And, ew. It's in my
Lysol,
beard.
Lysol. And...
It's in my beard hair.
I put it in my beard. Yeah. Moisturize.
Fabuloso.
How you think these curls feel?
Yeah, you got to be in there.
Peroxide.
What are you doing
sometimes
with your
you
hair
just,
to get
you
the
just take a little.
Top.
Take a little, rub it in your face.
DC's like, he's just looking at it like,
Nah, sometimes you gotta be like, nah, you don't have to do me.
DC just shows up, hey, touch the penis, put it in when you need to. I don't look or touch anything.
Nobody moving, no one gets hurt.
Tell me when to start thrusting. Yeah.
I'll be in there. I'll come off the top rope. In there, bro.
DC be like, it was wet. Let me dry it off.
What are you doing? Tap, tap. In there, bro.
That's crazy.
I like to
that's
study it. Wow. Study the distance, wild. Diameters.
You got a protractor down there?
Yeah. Learn some things.
Right, coming at it from a 65 degree angle.
Just got to sop it up.
It's a good time, man.
You guys are wild.
Get in on this, DC.
Oh, and that was time, Craig. It's a perfect time.
For what?
For what?
Perfect time for
we
what?
We don't have any ads.
For the intro.
You ruined the moment.
You ruined it.
Why now?
Damn. We got to do it at the end then.
Yeah.
Not at the end, but like, you know.
Okay. It was a perfect time.
But sometimes Keon starts it.
I know. Yeah. We just kind of feel it.
I thought we were going to.
You could have did it.
If
you could have did
the
it.
Moment, you should let
yeah.
it
come why,
out.
Yeah, why you didn't do it? Well, because it would have been super dope if I said, it's a perfect time, Craig. And Craig goes, welcome back to... It would have been perfect.
Yeah, we were on that page. So we didn't talk about this earlier.
Oh, I got y'all gifts, though.
That's the thing.
There was
no
game plan.
That's what
just...
you try to do. It didn't work.
And Chaz.
No, see?
I was asking what time it was.
I'm not in here. I'll wait. I don't think we're back in here.
I don't think this is the whole chat.
No, I shared... Let me see if I shared mine.
I don't think you shared it.
It's one of ours.
Who's that? Who's that in there? Star?
I shared mine.
I shared mine as well. She the star.
What's that? You got another
stop.
Hat?
Stop. Stop.
LA?
Stop.
Yeah. I need an upside down LA hat. Is LA the first people to do this?
No.
Who did it? Who else did it?
New York had it.
New York had it upside down?
Some teams had it. Yeah, it's the rally hat.
What's the rally hat?
Usually when your team's losing, they
turn it inside out and turn it upside down.
Oh, okay.
And the fans do it, so they just made a rally.
When you're down.
Oh, when you're down,
you turn it up, flip it upside down, inside out, put it on, and then you start coming back.
You turn it back to the other side.
When you leave it
for the rest of the game,
or you lose.
Oh, this is how you know your team sucks. Your hat's always
you're just team trash when it has.
They have an A's one. I want it has the A's upside down, but it has an L on it too.
Oh, I see
that. Oh, they just broke ground today. In Vegas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Giants, here I come, baby.
I get it.
Giants. I was a Giants fan first.
Crazy. Yeah, I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, shit.
I was a Giants fan first. And then,
I like Giants colors better anyway.
And then a kid by the name of, I got a glimpse of a man by the name of Ken Griffey Jr. And I was like, fuck the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
No,
Jose Canseco.
Nah.
What you mean?
He wasn't
home run champ.
Roy Griffey.
Yeah. Who wasn't on roids?
If you're gonna mention anybody, Ricky Henderson,
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ricky was in the Bay. Ricky was like,
yeah, Ricky was,
he was
that
the guy
man for the A's.
Mark McGuire was a big deal though.
Mark McGuire
he
was
a big
huge
deal. He was a big deal.
Roids.
Everybody was a big deal in the Bay. Y'all had a lot of hitters out there.
We did a whole. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's Canseco, Ricky,
bunch of
Mark,
steroids in the Bay.
Yeah,
Dave Stewart. I forgot.
He was a pitcher.
Yeah,
roids.
That's because they say that's how they cheated. They
Wait,
won.
Wasn't Bonds on San Francisco?
He was on Giants, but he came
my,
later.
That's my
he
new
came.
Team.
Roy,
his head
was
he's
big.
Not, yeah,
he came. He came like '99.
He was a Padre at first.
Yeah, he was Padre.
Yeah.
Because in the movie Rookie of the Year, he was still in the Padres. He came later. It was like a big land. Like, oh my God, we got
Barry Bonds.
But before that, back in
the
day, like when I was a kid, the Giants. It was Matt Williams, Will Clark, Kevin Mitchell, like them dudes, and like that was the early when I was a kid. Giants. That's the team that I liked. Royce Clayton, like all them dudes.
Yeah,
then they got Bonds
smashed
later.
All of them. Keep talking about them. I got to learn my history.
Yeah, that's how
I was... When I join them, I got to be saying this stuff.
Yeah, you do. You can join
Dave
it late.
Clark. Dave Clark.
How DC get teams this late in life?
DC be just all over the place, bro.
Where they going, Vegas? Where they going, Vegas?
Yeah. All the Oakland teams went to Vegas.
I mean, that's I get it, bro. Your team left.
What all the Oakland teams went to Vegas.
More fun anyway.
Yeah, real right.
I'm going to be betting on every pick.
Warriors next, bro. They're going to the Vegas.
The Warriors leave. Oh, man. That's going to be tough.
That's going to be tough. Vegas,
I'm going to cry on that one.
It bums down anyway. Let them go. Vegas,
bro. I don't want them to leave. But if they leave. They, no, Warriors, because San Fran is still thriving.
Yeah.
As long as you have
the
Steph.
City's thriving
you're
and
in
rich
a good spot.
And money.
Once Steph leaves, you're going to see who's the real fans. Once Steph's like.
It's going to go back. It's going to go back to how it was.
Yeah, once Steph goes, it's a problem.
Already, I mean, it's kind of we already kind of seeing the writings on the wall now.
Like, I see the LA
hat. No, you don't, because. Because having a whole full year with Jimmy Butler and maybe whoever else you guys get, it gives you a lot of hope. You got because by that stretch when Jimmy got there, when they started winning, and I think Steph got hurt for a little bit in that time also.
Yeah.
So just, they went down. But them healthy is a problem.
He's more injury prone now. It might be those years
him
where he's just getting hurt.
Winning. They're not going to win.
The fans will fade back out like they was my whole life.
Hey man, at the very end, Steph can do that thing. Reggie Miller did that for 20 years.
Nobody's ever done that.
just running around.
Yeah, he'll because Reggie almost got one with his last.
Yeah,
his
yeah
last
late. Right. Yeah, the thing with Steph though, with just the running around, he has to keep his speed and handles because he's little. Reggie was 6'7".
Yeah.
Rip Hamilton was 6. You know what I mean? They were tall.
6'6", 6'7".
Steph needs his dribble. Yeah, he needs his dribble.
Steph's already a liability on defense.
Sure.
Yeah. Defense. Let alone 5 more years.
Reggie got a lot of shots off on it.
He's going to be a much better J.J. Redick.
Yeah, J.J. was only 6'4".
I'm saying he was young.
A short 6'4".
But I'm saying he's still going to be a better J.J. Redick. Old Steph is going to be a better prime J.J. Redick.
Yeah, for sure.
I give him that.
Yeah, so, sure. JJ made it a long time being.
How long did JJ play? He played a good
played
10 years.
Solid 10 years, something like that.
Did he have more
10, 11?
Yeah, he getting that check.
Because he was the man at Duke.
Oh, yeah. All time leading scorer. Yeah.
Is he still the all time leading scorer?
He beat Johnny Dawkins. Now.
No one stays that long anymore.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he was the man.
If Cooper Flagg didn't take his numbers down, they're going
to
stay up for a while.
They all knew he was going for 1 year.
Cooper barely went to college.
Yeah. He reclassified so he can go to the league. He was only 17. Like, I'm trying to get there. I'm out of here, bro. He had another year of high school.
I know. His brother's coming up right behind him. He's supposed to be good, too.
Imagine being that good where you're like, I don't want to play with y'all no more. I'm going to go play with men.
I'm going to play with men.
Y'all not good enough, bro.
You're ahead above everyone else.
Yeah, y'all not good enough,
bro. That's kind of what Kyrie did. He went and then was like, I'm not even going to play.
Kyrie got hurt.
He played
so he only
six
played
games.
Eight games,
Kyrie
eight
got
games
hurt.
Right?
He hurt
eight
his
game?
Foot.
Yeah, and still was the number one pick.
Yeah,
he was just hurt.
I remember, if y'all remember, Muhammad from UCLA that did the same
Shabazz
thing.
No, yeah. Shabazz was different. He did the opposite. Shabazz went
Muhammad
to a
Vegas
prep school, then UCLA. So when he got to UCLA, like all them dudes at that time, they were like 20 years old as freshmen. Cooper was 17. He did the reverse.
Yeah,
he reclassified.
Shabazz, where you go? Shabazz went to Bishop Gorman, right?
One of them.
In Las Vegas.
And then
he was real.
UCLA for a year.
Then
they
didn't.
And then
he got
the league for a couple years. Yeah, but I saw it at UCLA. I was like, oh, he's not that good. He was bigger and strong. When you're a man in high school, like a lot of them dudes that was going to SC at the time, Taj Gibson was hella old when he got to SC.
Kyrie Walker recently.
Nick Young, all them, they were grown when they got there. They go to them prep schools and then come out.
Double holdback.
19.
That podcast. The double holdback.
Gil's podcast is hilarious.
I never watched
it before.
I just see the clips.
Oh, that's all I watch. But they.
Rashad McCants, they be treating him like a stepson.
Because he be saying that.
He be
acting like he was them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd be
saying shit like, I had 20, I'm like, I can get 81. Everybody's like, who was he talking to? He's like, 81 what?
He was talking to, who was that?
DeMarco? Tony Allen.
Yeah.
He said 81 what?
Yeah.
Like, cool. Okay, hey, y'all, we out.
Everyone felt the exact same thing. Like, stop.
Bye, bro. And McCants was good. He was really good, bro.
He was a better college player than
he was
pro
way
player.
Better at North Carolina than he was.
Oh, he was the man. That Carolina team was cold.
And
bro.
He was also one of those big players that was he is super swole. So
but
he's
still
bro. Everybody.
That was him, Sean May.
And his sister looked just like him. And she went
Larry
to Carolina.
Johnson.
Yeah. Who else was there?
Oh, no, that team.
I'm talking about North Carolina.
That team was
Sean May, Rashad McCants,
Felton. No,
Raymond Felton.
Was it Felton or was it the other one that came after Felton?
Hansborough wasn't there yet.
No. The point. Remember, they had like Coda. They went from Coda to Felton to my man that played for Denver, and he wore number 5 too.
Coda, Raymond Felton. Who was
he played for the Nuggets for hella years.
Oh, Ty Lawson.
Ty Lawson. Yeah. So he was he on that team? No, Felton was on that team.
Felton was on that. So, Felton was Rashad McCants' year.
Felton McCants.
Sean May.
May. What's his name? Came off the bench.
Who?
Williams. He was the one and done.
Marvin Williams.
Yep. Who was the center at the time?
Sean May.
Sean May was their big.
That was a good team. And Darren Williams didn't put up a fight in that championship game.
Yeah, the Illinois team, yeah.
They was good.
Who was on? I'm trying to think. I'm gonna look up that team. That was a good team.
It was a good ass team.
Who's the greatest college team to y'all?
What sucks is that they didn't win. But I always go 5-5, and I'm like, sucks because
they didn't win.
Michigan,
that Kentucky team that went undefeated didn't win. And
which one?
The one that had the 7 All Americans.
It had to be one of
them. They
Kentucky
went undefeated
teams.
With the twins. And then they lost in the championship game.
Oh, you're talking about recently.
Not yeah, too long ago. They
this
lost.
This past Duke team was really good, too.
They lost. They didn't win it.
Y'all ain't going to say Las Vegas, UNLV.
I'm talking about that.
Running Rebels.
They was cold.
They was cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they won.
Houston team with
Olajuwon.
Olajuwon and them.
Was it Five Slam a Jam?
They won.
Olajuwon said, where is it warm? I'm going to whatever school.
Yeah. And then obviously you have to throw in one of them, UCLA. They won 11 of them.
I'd say that one with Kevin Love and them.
No, they didn't win.
They were really good, though.
Final Four 3 years in a row and didn't win shit because they lost to Joakim Noah and them twice.
Oh, that Florida team.
Them Florida teams was good,
who'd
man.
They had?
Back to
they
back.
Had Joakim.
Noah, Al Horford. What's his name good. That he went to the league to? Tall, lanky nigga.
Not.
Oh. He played for the Timberwolves and damn, what was his name?
I'm blanking, too.
But they had him because he was a starter.
He wore the headband.
Yeah, he went Corey Brewer.
Corey Brewer.
And then that team was stacked.
Yeah, they were stacked.
Matter of fact, Mike Miller.
All of them.
Was he on that team?
Yep, Florida. He was their shooter.
That team was cold, bro.
But he was before Jason Williams because Jason Williams was.
After Jason Williams. After
yeah.
Jason Williams.
Jay Williams went to Florida?
Jason Williams went to Florida.
What's Jason Williams?
He only did
White
one year.
Chocolate.
Oh, I thought you meant the other.
He only did one year and he was like,
Jason
I'm
Jason Williams
bro.
That crashed the motorcycle.
That was another good team.
That was a good ass Duke team.
Yeah, Shane Battier.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the next Jordan, bro.
Boozer. That team was good as fuck.
Lou Alding.
Yeah. He was supposed to be the next Jordan when he got drafted.
That was a great Duke team.
Hey, Jay Williams was nice.
He was cold. Yeah, bro. He was my favorite college player at that time.
And ruined it all with the Duke curse.
Dumb,
Grant Hill still
didn't
was
crash
my biggest
a motorcycle?
Question mark. Yeah, yeah.
Did
yeah.
Bobby
and
Haley
it was
crash
in,
a motorcycle?
But in Jason Williams' contract, it said do not get a motorcycle. So he lost his money and his career.
Yeah.
They gave him money just because.
Yeah, but it was in his contract, like, do not do this. And then he crashed that shit.
Is that in all of their contracts?
I think he...
Hell yeah.
But
especially now after that. See?
Yeah.
That's why we tell y'all.
Null and void if you hurt yourself following things.
I think he had a history
but
of riding motorcycles.
He had a history, so it was specifically
he,
in
he's
his.
He's a rookie
a big
contract.
Yeah.
And he was playing great.
Yeah. Killing.
Yeah.
He was cold.
In Chicago, he's a number... I think he's number 2 pick.
He was cold.
Oh, you mean
in
college?
NBA, no, in college he was playing great. But when he first got drafted, he was playing well.
I thought he injured himself before the season started.
No, he played like a year or two.
Then it was Bobby Hurley that injured himself before.
Bobby
the
wasn't
season.
Gonna do nothing. He went to the Kings for
yeah,
a year.
Yeah, Bobby
he
wasn't going. Bobby,
he
was right
after,
the right on the wall for what Bobby was going
to
be.
After the accident, he still went to the Kings. Bobby Hurley was one of the greatest point guards of college basketball.
Yeah, college. White dudes be amazing in college.
Be amazing.
They be good as hell
he
in college.
The next John Stockton.
And then they get to the league and them niggas be like, all right, bro.
Cooper Flagg is the, he's the next hope. He's the next hope. Because
Cooper might
Cooper
be
Cole.
Delivered.
But remember, they was hype on Morrison. He didn't do shit.
Adam Morrison.
Was,
and
Hansbrough didn't do shit.
From BYU.
Yeah, Ferdette didn't do shit.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the white dude's peak in
what's
college,
Chet?
Bro.
What's Chet? Chet's a white dude? Chet's
Chet,
a regular
Chet's
white dude.
But he a role player. Like, SGA the man.
Right now, he's a role player.
I could see he going to be a role player.
Chet was killing at Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Would you ever have thought that the best player in the NBA would be from Canada?
I mean, now it's not a crazy
I've
thought.
I never would have thought.
Well, there's way more black people in Canada
Canadians
than I ever thought.
Canadians is a hot spot.
Well, Vince Carter,
guys, though.
Vince Carter changed Canada basketball. Like, once he blew that up, all the kids started playing basketball.
Yeah, loving it.
Like, Vince changed everything.
I just didn't know there was that many black folks.
They have a lot.
Oh, there's a lot of black people.
I was like, oh, my God.
Because it's easier to get into.
Well, I should have known because Detroit, Windsor is super black. Yeah. It's right across the street.
When I talked to them up there, they was like, you know, if you... Throughout history, it's easier if you're coming from somewhere else, it's easier to get into Canada than it is to the States. So these people be coming from all over the place and they just set up in Canada.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, the slaves ran up there. And it was hella black people up there.
We were in Niagara Falls. I was like, we this close to Canada?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Detroit's, what, a five-hour drive?
So they'd be like, why try to do all this, jump through all these hoops to get to the States?
From Detroit to Windsor, it's literally a bridge. It's across the street, bro. Like, all you'll see, she's looking at Windsor right now. It's right across. Canada, you can get lost and be like, what? How'd I get? And then
why am I at the border?
Once you first cross Windsor, it looks just like Detroit. You're like, this can't be the Canada I heard of. This looks like Detroit. Just keep driving fast.
It's that close?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a
We used to drive to Canada for spring break.
What's it right there? Right there.
They say, what it do, eh?
What up, Noe?
What up, Noe?
What up, Noe?
What up, Noe?
Yeah. That's a cross.
Canada.
I had no idea it was that close until we went. And I was like, man, how long is this trip going to be? So we here. It's like, what? Oh.
I like Detroit. At first, I thought it was going to be like,
I'm not Detroit.
When we were on the way there, I was like, how far is it to drive to Canada? We could drive to Canada every night and come back for the show.
And be in Detroit.
Sure could. We went to this big-ass casino over there years ago.
Yeah. We used to do that to go gamble because we were too young. So we would go up to Canada to gamble and for spring break and stuff.
To drink.
How far was it from Montana?
From Montana, like 2.5 hours.
Oh.
So we would go to
Calgary. Canada is that close to Montana?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Vancouver side.
Yeah. So we would go to Calgary.
That's a crazy part. It's two different sides.
Yeah, we go to Calgary and then we go up there for spring break. Because, you know, everybody else would
Calgary's
go to.
Calgary's kind of trash.
Everybody's Florida and all that. We was like, man, we right here. We'll just go up there. Canada, we 19, 18. We could drink. We can gamble. Let's just go up there. And then we was meeting all these girls who were from. Like, you know, Montana ain't all black girls, other than on the base.
Mm-hmm.
But we went up to Canada. It's all them girls from Ethiopia and Jamaica and all. So we was having a blast up there.
A smorgasbord.
Yeah. We was like, we was meeting girls from places that I didn't even know was real. We met a girl, and this one, Borat, was hot. And we was like, where are you from? She was like, Kazakhstan. We was like, get the fuck out of here. And she was like, no, like the movie Borat.
I thought it was
like,
made up.
I did too. And she was like, no, that's where I'm from. And we met all these foreign chicks up there, and we were like, I had a great time.
Yeah, there's great mixtures of women and
Canada's
men.
So multicultural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're so
especially
multicultural.
The Toronto side.
They date like where it would look weird. You see mixes up there that you wouldn't see here.
Yeah.
Like when I didn't even know Asians and Mexicans dated. Right, like you'd be seeing all kind of shit up there. Everybody date everybody up there. It's way different.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of Asian dudes with black girls or
where?
Ever. I don't think I've ever seen. And I saw a movie once about it.
Is Asians and blacks even a thing?
A lot of black and Filipinos.
But
here.
what I'm saying is
the Asian.
You never heard
guy.
Of Blasians?
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the Asian guy.
Yeah, you don't see that a ton.
No, you
but
don't
it's
see
a
that
thing.
A lot. You don't see that
but
a lot.
But in Canada, you will.
Oh,
I've
seen that a bunch.
On Canada,
especially
you see
LA.
A lot of Asian
you
dudes
see,
or black.
Bro, Canada, you see the most random ass. It's so.
It'd be black Nigerian.
It messes my head up because I'm just like, I didn't even know these two people like knew each other. It'd just be whatever race you could think of will be in whatever race you could think of. It's just the most.
As I seen in a movie.
That's I think it's probably like that. You know, it's probably like that in Alaska too. Probably. They got a good Canada Canadian feel where
them army bases.
That's how I can tell what Asian dope dealer is. If he's with a black girl, I'm like, he's an Asian
sells
dope
drugs
dealer.
To the community.
He's a dope dealer.
Drugs. But not only
he's
I sell
he's
drugs.
Blending
to the
in.
He's Yakuza.
Everyone that I've known that's dated a black girl has been an Asian dope dealer. Never just a good night.
Well, I'm from the Bay, so it was different. In the Bay, everybody was kind of like
in the Bay, it's
seeing somebody with a Filipino or
so normal
wasn't like wasn't nothing.
Oh yeah,
outlandish.
More Asians have dreads in the Bay than black people. A lot of
in Oakland, it's a lot of black and Mexicans today.
Yeah,
wasn't
they make Samoans. Black and Asian.
I'm sick of
no,
all
black
the mixing.
And Filipino make Samoans.
Yeah. No, but like that's the thing too. Like I remember when I left the Bay. People didn't know what like Samoans and them was like that, and where we were from, that was so normal.
Yeah, I didn't know until I moved out here.
They was like, "What's a Tongan?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" Like,
oh, you didn't know what a Tongan was?
He was like, "The biggest nigga in the school." You don't know what are you talking about? And they hang out with us. What are you...
I ain't never heard of a Samoan.
What was that nationality y'all got in Detroit? What is it called?
It was you talking about like there's a huge Indian population, Chaldeans.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, Chaldeans.
What's that?
Yeah, Chaldeans.
They're just like Muslim. No, actually, I think they're Catholic. Like Middle Eastern, I think that's the separation of them.
Yeah, that's like the thing in Detroit, Chaldeans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know what that is.
But pretty much they're just it's Middle Eastern of
from Caldera. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was there.
But man, that food though.
They have a lot of a lot of businesses, a lot of foods out there. They owned a lot of stuff out there. And I was
Dearborn, I think, is like the biggest.
The water,
huh?
Dearborn.
What do you mean?
There's a brand.
Oh, the H is silent.
Dearborn's a city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's a city in Michigan where it has like the highest population.
Is it Chaldean or Chaldean? Because there's an H in here.
I mean, I don't know what the right way is, but the way that we say
I've heard it was I've heard Chaldean.
So the H is silent?
Yeah, I've heard Chaldean several times.
I don't know. I just know, you know, we say the words how we say, so I don't know.
Yeah,
they might be just Muslim.
Yeah, okay.
Arabic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they're one of us, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all just call them black.
Yeah, there was a girl. She was like Miss Michigan some years ago. She was
Miss Black Michigan or Miss Caldarian.
They look black, right?
No.
No. Oh. The Middle Eastern.
Nah.
All their kids are now.
Idiot. I don't get it.
Because we smacked.
Oh. Who's we?
All of us. All of us as a whole black race.
All of us.
All of us.
Nah, yeah, it would be weird. Like, I remember when you go to the South and stuff, it's way different how people, depending on where you're from, how people look at race is so different. Like, y'all look at it different. New York, you know, look at it way different because, like, everything's here.
This is where New York's another big melting pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that many cultures I had, especially in Lansing. It just wasn't man, it was black and white, bro. It was a few Latinos, few Asians. That was it.
Can't be life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, you didn't have a variety of, different types of
food.
That's
all I know.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you had, like, basic Chinese food. You had, like, just, like, the basics, but it wasn't, like, a huge... Like it wasn't like that. Like we didn't have Asian folks. It's under 10.
Right.
Some of my best friends would be like Korean and stuff growing up. And that's how I would learn about the different food. That's how I got addicted to persimmons.
Addicted to lumpia.
Yeah.
Same. I ain't heard of Filipino until I came out here.
That was normal, bro. That was early on.
So it was just black and white for you.
For the most part,
that's a lot of places. That's the majority. Be like black and white.
That's crazy,
the majority. Man. And then, like, we started seeing Africans.
That just seems so boring to me.
Remember, all the Africans started filtering in. Now, like, Sudanese started coming over.
They came to Detroit.
We always had Africans.
Yeah.
See,
we had everything.
Yeah.
New York is the first.
You didn't have
place
a good upbringing,
stopped.
Man.
It was very much. Like,
you just learn a lot
like
more.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially food wise, you learn a lot of different things. Like, we had a Pakistani neighbor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Shane's wife, she grew up, she's from Antioch.
But
we had.
Get to smell them different regions all through the building when they were cooking.
I had a neighbor across the street who was some kind of, he was some kind of Middle Eastern, you know?
You guys probably made him feel uncomfortable staring at him.
We would.
Saying, what's that? Fire!
Now, he owned a car dealership. I was like, how is he rich across the street from us if we never have any money?
I remember my brother's, what do you call them? After school caretaker people, babysitter, whatever they are.
Uh-huh.
What do you call those things?
Babysitters.
No, but when it's a place.
Nursery.
Yeah,
after school programs.
I cannot think of the normal
Boys
name.
Boys and Girls Club.
Of
what is it called?
Daycare. God damn. I cannot think of it.
Oh, okay.
So, his little
this
daycare.
This one he was little.
Yeah, he was little. So he went, her name was Gita.
Gita.
I forgot what they were, but they were like Middle Eastern.
Uh-huh.
And Kyron was not, he was a kid.
Uh-huh.
So my mom would pick him up and his mouth would be full of food because he wouldn't swallow it.
He didn't want to eat it.
He didn't want to eat it. He didn't like it.
Clear your plate.
And so he would just.
That's a lot for a little kid.
Yeah,
mouth your palates ain't ready.
He spit it out. Yeah. Ready to get home.
And palates change as we know as you get older. You'd be like.
Because I didn't like that kind of food
for real?
Until I got older.
I didn't try until I got older and I was like, I love.
Because we had a neighbor. He would be smelling in the backyard. Uh-huh. He'd grill and he'd bring like a plate of noodle rice and I'd be
Afghan food is fire as hell.
Now Middle Eastern food. My thing was I think Mediterranean might be my favorite brand of food.
Mine is probably Thai.
Thai's fire.
I'm a fan of Thai.
Yeah, Thai food.
But I gotta
go
Caribbean. That's my favorite.
I love Caribbean, but
is this besides
it's
soul
spicy.
Food? Is what y'all saying?
Yeah, yeah.
This is others.
But if I had to pick a genre, I go like Mediterranean's never failed me, bro.
Well, my favorite is Mexican, but you know,
because then we
Mexican
start talking about the lamb. We start talking about
when we didn't know any. Yeah, it was that's all we knew.
Yeah, but Thai now. Knew, but once you get older, I like.
Yeah,
Thai
once you tie different things. That's why I said Caribbean. I'd be like,
no, Caribbean's fire.
I love Caribbean, but sometimes it's just something you can't do about the spice.
What do you mean?
Sometimes it's just they make it. It's just a spicy dish.
Oh, I'm a big fan of spicy.
Yeah, I'm a spicy fan as well.
Mm-hmm. So. I like controlled spice.
Because, like, weak.
Yeah. I'm a pussy.
Oh, my tummy rumbling. Oh, my poop's hot.
Yeah. My only thing with Mexican food, obviously, you know, being from California, you don't eat Mexican food. Though. My thing, as I started expanding to more foods, was I realized Mexican rice don't hit like other rices. Like Caribbean rice.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Puerto Rican rice, Dominican, like Jamaican. Facts. Like you try other rices, you'd be like, oh, this guy, like,
this is
flavor,
yeah,
flavor.
Flavor, it's seasoned.
The Mexican rice be cool. Yeah. Even Spanish rice, like it hit
Spanish
different
rice
than
is, it ain't as, it
Mexican
ain't as fire
rice.
As, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, this is
Caribbean rice
this
be
different.
Here.
Cuban food's my joint.
Cuban's good.
Cuban's
right. I just started liking plantains.
I'm a big
fan. I used to be like, ugh, and then Jamaican I started eating, I was like, these are good.
It's good.
But no, Cubans do them two ways. They do the sweet ones, then they do the tostones.
Yeah. I've had those.
With
the garlic. What's the difference?
The smash, they're smashed.
And fried.
They're
the smashed and fried ones that come with the garlic dipping sauce.
Yeah.
But the plantains are the ones that look more like the banana, and then it's like.
I think I like those a little bit more.
They're sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet, yeah.
Those are good.
No, they put that on the side of anything for the go-to.
But the crazy part is I don't like bananas, but I love plantains.
I'm not a huge fan of bananas.
I don't like
bananas
at all, bro, but I like plantains. I don't know what it... I mean, I know they taste different, but... Because I didn't eat plantains for a long time because I thought it was just, oh, this is just another banana. And then I had them, I was like, oh, no, I can do this.
It's a different the way they do it. This is a banana, right?
They be making them like chips and stuff, too?
Oh, no, the plantains, the very hard green.
That's the dark green.
Yeah, dark green, okay.
It's not just an unripe banana?
Nah.
I don't understand
why you think
that. I thought
that,
it was just like, oh, you know why they're green.
I would try that. Let me try to cook a ungreen banana, smash it.
I thought that's what you're supposed to do
because
they're harder. I thought that was the whole point of
they're
them.
They're similar to an unripe banana. But the shape is different.
And plantains don't be trying to bully.
What you mean?
Bananas be jumping and shit like, nigga, I'm here. Like,
yeah,
the flavor. I don't like that.
Yeah, the
like,
flavored smell
relax,
of banana.
Yeah, bro, we're not here
it's
for
it's very
you,
loud.
Bro.
Yeah, they have less flavor.
Like, when
take
I go
over
to,
your smoothie.
Yeah, things. When I go to smoothie places, I'm like, do y'all do anything without banana? Because I can't.
It must.
Yeah,
you'd be like, ah.
Banana be want to be the star all the time.
Banana ain't going
to
change
like,
who
down,
he is because of y'all.
Banana be like, I am banana and these are the fruits. It's like, nigga, sit down, bro.
Sit down, Otis.
Yeah.
Bananas, I'm like, I dim my light for these.
All right, let's go. I got a question.
Oh, shit.
What year is it?
It's been 480. I was depressed for a long time.
Hey, hold on. Wait.
I'm just coming out my shell again.
Come on, Chaz.
You supposed to say, Chaz,
sign it. I said, go ahead, Chaz.
Questions. With D.
C. Irvin.
Get y'all lost a step, but it's okay.
What right, it's been 80 years, bro.
I was with his energy.
They did a duo this time. Normally
okay,
they
right,
do
rightfully
it.
So.
Normally
respect.
Craig echoes.
And I gave you extra hype on
you did,
that.
You did.
Yeah.
Extra.
All right, yeah. This should be a doozy. Simple, but a doozy.
There's no frozen dicks in there.
No frozen dicks. No frozen dicks.
Let's move on.
All right, this is to keep up with the time. Since there's a war going on right now, kind of. Mm-hmm. Since there's a war going on.
Oh, it's happening.
Whatever they want to say. And we had to be drafted.
We too old now, baby.
We too old. Yeah, grace of God, woo-hoo! We good. Can't mess with us. And you had to prove one of these things. You have to prove either you're gay, cut off a leg.
Easy work.
Lose one eye.
Okay.
Or you're getting drafted. What are you doing?
So I can lose a leg. I can lose a leg or lose an eye.
How much do I have to prove that I'm gay? Like, what's the?
I'm pretty sure you're gonna get pushed to the limb.
Suck it in front of me.
Yeah. What's the limit?
That's out. That's already out. So I'm already thinking about the limbs.
Drop it. Give me 10.
Can do it like peck a dude. And the sergeant like peck you on the lips then. Like I'm already, get pecked.
Give
know.
Me tongue.
Yeah. What's the?
To avoid even any of this, you could just go with Keon.
Yeah.
Doing.
I'm already losing a limb.
I gave you a
sign. I'm like, wait a second.
Like immediately.
There's no.
I'm not trying to lose a whole limb if I have to just peck a nigga. It's not a problem. What are we talking about?
That ain't proven.
That's what I'm asking.
Let's prove it. You
a little tongue. You're going to have to prove it.
Shit.
Prove it.
Whoa, hold on. How much tongue is a little
somebody's
tongue?
Somebody's dick is getting touched.
Yes.
A little tongue.
You got to prove
is it. Like,
you have to wink off the sergeant. You have to wink off the sergeant and give him a little tongue.
With your mouth.
At the same time.
And look him in the eyes.
Okay, at the same time.
Hold on.
It can't be like some
gay. And tell him it's yours.
I might have to amputate that hand anyways.
While doing aerobics. the acrobatic aerobics.
Off with an amputated hand? What?
No, where did Craig go?
He said he would do what Keon did and just be like, "I'm not doing that."
So. I don't know if I need both my eyes. I could be captain. I could have a patch.
Listen. Losing the eye or limb is crazy though, bro.
I think I'm still going gay. What am I got to do?
You can cut off a leg.
I got to beat up a dude. Wait, hold on.
Gay shit. Cut off a leg.
I can beat up a guy. Just pretend his mind. Does he have to be loud? Hold on.
No.
What's the proof? The proof is.
I told you a little tongue action just for the captain.
All right, so
the captain. He's not even gay. He's just like, I'm gonna do this just to prove.
He does this with everybody. Yeah,
he's definitely gay.
It's just my job.
This is how he got recruited.
He definitely got it.
They were like, well, we need someone who can prove somebody's
gay. I'm gay. Prove it.
Tongues, stroke off.
Up to completion?
Your completion.
Do I have to keep it in my hand?
Yeah,
you got to. How you gonna get it out, bro?
Now I'm just gonna like, back off.
Nah,
you can do whatever you want. It's just got to be gay.
It's got to get it out. I don't care how you get it out. It's got to get out.
Who knows about this?
Everybody in the military, because you didn't get in.
I got to finish. Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it just us? And he's like, okay, well, gay. And then everybody knows. And we know what you did.
Chaz,
you're going to see people with no eyes.
Right. You got your eyes and your limbs. They know what you did.
You got
bro.
Everything you got.
They know what you did.
Yeah. I just stand to the right of them so they'll never see me. Where's Chaz? Right behind him on the right side?
Go ahead and call me Captain Hook or Lieutenant Dan. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. It sounds.
Call me Captain Jerk It, baby. I'm jerking.
I think I'm going to lose that. I think I'll go eye. Jerk. I think I'll go eye.
I'm not losing a limb or an eye for a beat off, bro.
I think I'll go eye.
Man, I might.
Fetty Wap had a great career, man.
This is your entire life you have to operate like
without
this.
This is not, I'm doing this right now. This is fine.
Yeah, but you're not driving right now.
It's fine.
On the 405 or on it's the 101 right now.
That's a real handicap, but no limb or loss of an eye.
It's fine.
I think I'm going to go to war.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm not going to war.
You'd rather go to war to lose your life than a limb
or an
eye? You're
going to lose a limb and an eye anyway.
You might not.
Nah, I ain't going there. Or
he done sucked the
up.
Dick to stay.
I didn't agree with him. I can do this whole episode like this.
I came home with awards.
I will do this for the rest of the episode. I am okay with this.
I got horrible calluses. He's not going to enjoy it. You know, I don't have soft hands.
He got that good grip, though.
Yeah.
And honestly, closing my
eyes. I'm
going to
crush it.
Never flips.
I'm going to try to break it off. I'm like,
he might like that.
He might enjoy it, bro.
He might.
Chaz, wow, boy.
It's crazy. Losing the eye or leg is tough,
I can hear you
bro.
Better right now.
I don't
And
think,
if you try, nigga, I'm still
I don't
here.
Know if I want to be like mutilated like that, bro.
No, man. No, it's not
I'm
bad, not. Bro.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, I'm going to war and flying a drone.
What are you talking about?
You don't know
how to fly a drone.
The only way you don't go to war is
with your
curls,
juicy fruit. Get up front. You're up front center.
Juicy fruit.
If you don't test off the charts, you're going to fight.
You're going to fight.
At my age, I should be able to test.
He already said
scenario.
The only way.
Age don't matter.
Age is out.
This is a scenario.
You're going to war at this age.
I know.
We old niggas
they
on the front line.
Line.
Yes, they is.
I'm be in charge of a bunch of 18-year-olds. Get your ass over there, go over there, and I'm gonna fly the drone.
Craig gonna die.
You can't just get on the drone. Have you drone experience?
Yes.
How much experience do you have? More than a guy who's actually flying a drone right now in the military?
Yeah, you're getting bummed.
I've had a drone for 10 years. Drone flies right now are like they're crazy good.
They're like
professional. I've had a drone for 10 years.
You gotta come zip in the building going looking for a terrorist.
I spent $2,000 on a drone.
No,
10
matter.
Years
you're not
ago.
Droning like that.
Yeah.
You don't bring that shit in here and have it
you
come and
drone
land in
yeah,
the
I
want
to land
Craig,
in here.
Craig, the nigga that hoop at 24 Hour Fitness, like, I can go to the league. Yeah, no, you can't, bro. You ain't a droner.
It's McCann's drone here.
Yeah, you ain't an NBA droner, bro.
Think about how long have these people been flying drones? If I've been doing it 10 years.
You don't get to pick where you're going.
Yeah you do.
No, you don't.
You test, Craig. Yeah.
They don't just say, get
up,
you test.
They're going to say, what you been doing for the last 20 years?
5,000 other drone guys
chilling.
In there.
Exactly. Yeah. Get your ass in the front line.
Why do you want to put the nigga just chilling
they
on
like,
the front
where's
line?
Your drone? He going to be like, right here. It's not even in a case.
Just dead. Battery dead.
Hold on. Wait. Let me get it.
It said, hold on. Needs to update. Yeah. Hold on. Y'all got Wi-Fi? What's Wi-Fi for the military? Wi-Fi. Let me let it update.
I'll be honest with you guys. I'm fine losing this eye.
I don't have one eye.
Yeah, that's fine.
What you doing, DC?
Man, I'm
taking
thinking,
that dick with me?
Man, I might be taking that dick
come
with
on,
you.
Come on, bro.
Chaz got an ex-dick hand.
I might be taking it. I might just
why?
I might close my eyes and whatever.
Let it go, bro.
Why you gotta close them? So you can imagine what?
Experience it for
you. What, you gotta imagine someone else's?
Just pretend I'm on a shake weight. Get that workout in, baby. Shake weight. Shake. That's all I tell myself. I'm in a commercial. Shake weight.
Until it busts on you.
Oh, bro.
I can do this all day, bro.
Yeah, one eye.
I can do this all day.
Like, cool, we need a sniper. You still in here, bro.
Until he gets dust in his other eye.
I like my legs, man. I like being complete.
Yeah, I would rather
be on your way out anyway. You already got glasses. You're on your way out anyway, bro. You're on your way out anyway.
Okay, I'm going to have a monocle.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That's crazy, bro.
I'm going to war. It'd give me a lot of material.
Craig said he's going to war.
Craig's decision might be one more out than the game.
It'd be like, shut your head, you cap ass, your gay ass, and your other gay ass up. I'm the war hero.
You ain't coming home, bro.
If you make it back.
I'm going to die with integrity.
I'm going to be at the funeral like, man, damn. Dog.
Goddamn draft dodgers.
By that time, I'm going to start my own lotion lube line by then, bro.
You a professional jerker.
And I'm never going to admit it. I'm not going to own it.
Everybody know, bro. Like you said, you got your eyes. You got your lips.
I didn't do what
you
did.
If they know everyone's getting drafted, you got out of
you
it.
Did it.
You had your eyes. We know you beat it off. DC.
Come on.
And you know what? You're not going to be the only one. Yeah. I'll be like, next to you and a whole lot of us.
I'm like, did you guys see it? I'm like, I know he didn't see it. He has one eye.
I'm minding my business.
But DC, we all heard it. Dick. We all heard it. Yeah. We all stood outside this door. We all heard what you did to him.
Yeah. This is the best ever.
Yes, sir.
We didn't say all that for the scenario.
Yeah. My bad. DC got the long arms. He's whipping it. The guy's like, I love it. The link. Yes. So sorry to see you go, Private.
Yeah. DC, nah. Dick Choker Irvin, get in here.
Yeah, we're going to regroup to get the next one to test it
Dick
out.
Dick Choker Irvin, they call you all kind of things. That DC is gone.
Yeah, you got it.
Fuck it.
Dick Comic Irvin.
I lose my eye.
Yeah, Dick Comic Irvin, bro. You on
That's
the road.
Too much, bro.
You on the road.
It's the, you know, it's the tongue kiss. It's the light tongue.
Over the beating of meat?
No,
I feel like he's working backwards.
When you prove it, you gotta give him a little tongue and you gotta wink.
But he's just saying like
the tongue kiss is.
He's saying the tongue is what does it for you, not the stroking of a dick.
I feel like
the
tongue
is too romantic.
but now you
made it a mood.
But here's the thing: it's
James
like
jerking off and just like.
But there's stakes. Well, like, wait a minute. We're looking. You're not looking at this for the stakes.
No, you can jerk off regressive mad at it.
Yeah, I can be mad at it. I can be angry. Yeah. Angry jerk.
Sick of you making me upset.
But if he likes it, that's still a good jerk.
I mean, he can whatever. I'm still upset.
I'm trying to Indian burn. Yeah. I'm trying to give him a rash forever. Yeah. You know what
so
I mean?
So now I'm gonna lose my eye. It's the tongue.
I'm gonna do one of these to his dick.
This is not bad.
I'm with Keon.
I love that.
I've been doing this for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a Keon. I'll take eye. My eyes
still function. I'll still give a nigga 25 with this.
They're not going to hire you nowhere. They're going to be like, God damn.
We don't tell
Dodgers.
Jokes for a living.
Oh, God. You're not going
to
see half the crowd.
I don't
so
need
you're
going to
be doing crowd work over here.
I'm going to look this way. Who said that?
Life ain't going to be fun no more with one eye.
I'm good, bro. It's fine.
I'll just get a whole new audience, bro.
I can That's still it. See both them niggas, bro. I'm looking at you. My peripheral's still good. Do it for 10 minutes. I just did it for 10 minutes, bro. It's not that bad, bro.
Y'all taking eyes out, bro.
Yeah, crazy. It's not that bad.
Instead of serving your country.
Yes.
Well, I'm not doing that, but
are you
I'm not
serious?
Serving this country.
I guess what? I did just serve, homie.
What? Yeah, you served up somebody.
I guess I served.
You served up Captain Phillips.
I'm going to serve my country.
I'm not.
You're not coming back.
Flying a drone. What
yeah,
you mean?
Definitely
I'm not going
back.
On the front
yeah,
line.
Definitely not getting, Craig definitely you're definitely not getting drone work.
Yeah.
They might shove you on the bottom of a sub or something.
Yeah,
I could fly a drone. Why would I be on the bottom of a sub?
Dodging torpedoes. Yeah.
Nah, man. I'm in here beating that
just
meat, baby.
You can't
so final answers,
drone.
Final answers. You're going to war.
I'm going to war.
Y'all going gay.
Yeah. No, I changed. I switched.
I'm taking an eye.
I'm taking a
the
dick.
The tongue kiss, so I was like, I'm
You're
good.
Taking a dick?
No, it's not just taking a dick. It's in the kiss. You got to tongue
them. I'm tonguing them
Light
a kiss.
Tongue.
Light tongue is easy.
So taking the dick ain't enough?
That's not enough.
That's part of it. Prove. You gotta really know you about this
you
life.
Prove it, baby.
Yeah. First off, I don't just go around kissing random
you
women
gotta,
anyways. It's not like it's
you
not
don't
like
sleep
the same
with
thing.
Random women either.
But so exactly, I don't just go around. It's not
so
like I
kiss,
do this.
You gotta kiss a little tongue, just a little tongue. But he gonna say mm-hmm. No. He gonna say close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Yep, just like that. Just like that.
Here's the thing. You know what's crazy?
Just like that.
J- Chad says this, but if like when it was time, he'd be like, "Hey, my nigga, poke me in the eye, bro." Like, when it's time.
And they'd be like, "No, I wasn't good. Now go turn off the lights and come back over here and do it."
No, leave the lights on daytime, so you're really in love. Lights on daytime.
I feel like all those are better. You say close your eyes. Does he have a mustache? That's what's gonna trip me out. If he's got a stash, oh, the prick on my face.
But he went, "No, don't rush through this, private." I want you to do this nice and slow.
This feels like a little more. Now I can sexual harassment. Nah,
you gotta watch him set up.
Now he went too far.
You gotta watch him turn on Alexa. Alexa, play Jodeci.
I feel like after a certain point, he's using his power.
Oh yeah, it's definitely gonna be.
So now I can be like, this is sexual harassment. You went too far, and I'm out.
You just don't have to go.
I didn't have to get to the jerk.
Nah, so you'll be a power bottom, is what you're saying?
I don't know what that. What? Because
you said he's gonna have the power. No, you're gonna be.
Oh, is that what that means?
No, I don't.
What
know.
Does power bottom mean?
Power bottom means you take it, right?
I know, but what is why power in front of it? The first time I heard it when they said it, like,
I thought
what does
I'm
that
just
mean?
Talking
you
about
chubby power bottoms. If you're a chubby bottom,
it means you get it bust open. Power bottom.
Everybody they accused of being a power bottom has been chubby.
But I don't know
what
that means.
Where did y'all get this word from?
That's TD Jakes.
They're busted babies.
Where are these terms? Are these?
You never heard of power bottom?
No, I feel like y'all just making this up.
They
no,
said that TD Jakes was a power bottom.
What?
Yeah.
When,
I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true, but
it's you give me a little.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a person. It's a person who's a bottom, but they're not. They're still the dominant one. They're just like, yeah, you gonna do me like that.
Oh. An aggressive bottom.
Yeah, aggressive bottom. Okay. So you know, bottoms are known for being the dainty. No. Like
you got five more bottom. Minutes, yeah. And I'm done.
That'll so a power sound. Bottom is the one that takes, but is still in charge.
That's just a dude trying to be like, I ain't that gay.
Yeah,
I'm still a man.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what I never knew what it meant.
No, I didn't know that's what it meant either. Yeah. I thought it was just you chubby.
I thought it was a big dude.
Yeah, big dude. It's like I like to be.
I thought it was just a busted baby.
No, it was like a power bomb. Like
so
he power
bomb.
Back.
That's what that is, huh? Uh-huh. Weird.
So you're a power bottom.
How am I a power bottom?
Because you're still gonna be like, yo.
Because you say you're doing
chief,
aggressive jerk off.
You got to get on out of here.
How is aggressive jerk off no the one. Same as a power bottom? We're not in the same. My pants, my clothes are still on. We're not even in the same room.
You don't have to. You'd be in the.
We're not in the same place as being a power bottom. You got to show me right to get my back broke all of a sudden. How we skip? We skipped a lot of steps. We skipped a lot of steps to get me on the bottom. Someone's whoa. How we get here? It was a light jerk, a little spit.
You tripped, bro. You fell. You tripped.
Now, who jumped on me? Why didn't you just help me up?
Your
so now
out.
We're rape. What are we talking about?
No.
But this is still not power bottom.
If you're performing the actions shit, on them, but you're still the dominant one.
How am I the dominant one? I'm trying to get out. I'm not here to do this. I'm here to get out of the military.
Meanwhile, the whole time.
So why my pants down?
I'm eating lunch with just my eye. I'm fine.
How my pants get down?
See what this leads to?
How did we get?
You can just let the eye,
we didn't
bro.
Just lead here. We skipped a lot.
My thing was quick.
Yeah, you got to talk about easy.
My thing was real quick.
There was no discussion.
No. We're not going from jerk to power bottom, and we're just going to end the show. It's not happening.
Oh, it's just
not
that time.
Mine was quick, and I was done.
They're you're not poking your eye. They're poking your eye with a knife.
Bro, that's fine.
You're getting a knife in the eye.
You're not going out
Let me get a shot. Then put me a shot to numb the area. Go ahead and take it.
Acting like he's getting pink eye.
No,
it's coming
you
out.
Getting pink eye.
Well, now I'm going to knock a white with the tape.
Once they pull the knife out, Keon's not going to sit there like
gun. You got to watch the knife.
Once they pull the dick, I'm definitely not taking watching them pull the dick out.
I'll be at war writing home about y'all.
No, you not coming back, Greg.
Your last moments, you're going to write
all my friends in the military.
You're just not coming back.
You're not coming.
Once
we'll
you leave,
you again,
you'll be like,
bro.
All right, y'all.
As soon as your curls get dry, you coming back.
You're coming back.
Let's find me the closest thing. My curls are dry.
I'm going to be Jerry Curl.
No. Bring me the closest dirt. No.
That'd be fucked up if Craig came home missing an eye and a leg, and he's like, and I was raped. He just got all the things and went to war for no reason.
You're already in. You got to get out.
Yeah, I earned mine. We're not the same.
No. I'm out. Take my eye.
I switched my eye.
Take my eye. It's fine.
I didn't suck it. That's why they took my eye.
Losing a whole eye over a little meat beat is crazy.
Meat is crazy to me. Meat tongue kissing is crazy.
You beat meat all the time, dog. It's not yours.
Other people.
Just let your hand go numb. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give him a stranger. I'm going to sit my hand until it goes numb, and then I'm going to beat him
off. His meat's going to be all warm from the kiss you
My hand will be numb from the kiss I gave him.
The kiss you done slobbered down. Now he's all ready.
You're
going to
have psychological trauma because he's not going to bust, and you're going to be like, what's wrong with me?
Gotta do it, man.
How late? I said, do I have to do this to completion?
He said
to completion.
Yeah, so like what if he take long? And he's gonna soft and hard.
He's gonna keep stopping and be like, we'll finish next time.
Yeah.
Next time.
You end up doing this for
3 years.
If I fail, do you send me to war? Is that what happens? If I can't get in the bus, do I have to go to war?
That's the war.
You're gonna figure it out. He's gonna gather other little things for you.
And the next thing you know, he'd be like,
lotion over there.
It's gonna graduate because you'd be like, the hand ain't working. Well,
how you gonna get it? What you gonna do?
Use my feet. I pop the bluey. Is a foot job gayer than a hand job?
I think it's the same.
It's about the same, bro.
I'm gonna be like, here you go, man. You get the Flintstone beat, baby.
You ain't going to war. You're right. You ain't going to war, and you ain't going to
lose.
You
gave the rest of your life.
I'm just gonna look at you.
Oh, what's up, y'all? My sign would be this. My salute. Everybody salute, and I'm like.
That was a wild question, DC. Two gay questions today. Y'all niggas all right?
You're right. You're right.
It's a coincidence.
That was a coincidence.
A gay coincidence.
In both scenarios, I'm out.
You can't be out of the first scenario. You had to pick one. And you picked old dick. That's what you picked.
I think
get that wrong.
I picked that. I picked that. I died. Remember?
Nope.
I was like,
fricasseed old Craig rotten
died.
Meat.
Yeah. Craig
I
went,
no, I lived. I went to the military, lived.
No, it's the first scenario. Oh, yeah.
Craig ate
died.
Fresh meat, bro.
No, I didn't eat no meat.
He died. He died.
I don't like when there's a scenario and people cop out.
He died. He didn't cop out.
That's not the cop out.
You Craig copped out.
Yeah, it's two options. You have to take a dick.
Because you did, because the option was you have to eat to survive, but he chose not to survive.
No, I'm just talking about this in general. When people are like, this or that, you'd be like,
Craig copped out.
No, I said I'm going to eat.
Option that's not on the table.
Because the assumption that Craig,
the option
Chaz was like, in order to live, but he said, I don't want to live.
No, I'm going to leave the dick to the end. So hopefully I'm rescued before I get to the dicks.
And then you're going to eat rotten dick.
So you chose
that's what you're choosing.
I'm a jerky him. They're not gonna be right.
Oh, he did say jerky. Yeah, he did say jerky. Did. He did say
jerky. Jerky's fair.
He did.
They're not gonna be right. I'm a jerky. That he did have in my back pocket just because I get hungry on a hike.
He did. He did say that.
Jerky did say that. Have different flavors on them. You know,
peppered
one. Dill flavor.
He did say that.
Where you getting these flavors from in these mountains,
he's
bro?
In the mountains, man.
Ain't no teriyaki up here. What you talking about?
Sure, there's something. I get on the plane, you know. They have packets.
You find a teriyaki
mustard.
in the wreckage.
You see the dicks hanging in the wind till they dry out completely.
They're like wind chimes.
Biscoff. You got Biscoff. Biscoff jerky.
You do
dick.
Got some Biscoff in there. Mm-hmm. Be some of those
Sweet
in there.
Sweet dick.
Oh, my God.
A little crust on it.
That was too much.
Happened, bro.
That was too much. Sorry, y'all out there.
Why are you a git?
And we're back with another episode of Daddy's.
Yeah, niggas definitely got some daddy's.
A gunshot. Blah, blah, blah.
I feel like if you're going to beat someone off who's a stranger, you don't have daddy issues. I feel like I'd be more like, no. Be having some flashbacks or something.
You'd have some kind of issues.
Wait, so it's better to beat someone off that you don't know than someone you know?
I think so. I'd rather beat off a stranger.
Yeah, me too.
Really? You can just have a conversation about some shit. How the kids?
I can't see you ever getting in life.
No, on that project.
Nah, bro.
Nah.
I can't see you out in the wild. Actually, hey, Jay.
Yeah, it gotta be.
No,
somebody you know, bro. Because then, you out for drinks one day, babe. We had a good time that night, right? And it's like, back
you know,
in.
Somebody you know, they know.
Give me a stranger, man.
But a stranger's gonna be like, hey,
never see again.
That's the guy over there.
Never.
He's pretty amazing with his hands.
Nah, man.
I don't know his name. He just did it and left.
It is weird that I had to come back to see my family after I just beat off a dude.
They won't know, and you ain't gonna tell them.
Well, if I got drafted, and I come back. Fully me,
they would know.
They know.
There's three options.
They would have to
know
the inside, the terrain. They have to know the terrain. Like, what did you not have to do to do it?
Because I feel like they make an announcement like, hey, we're doing a draft, and there's only three ways to get out of it. You know what I mean? Because they used to do the draft on like TV and stuff like that.
Be a lot of people with no eyes.
You just jog back in the house. You jog back in the house blinking. And everybody looking at you like,
then in history class, my daughter's 14 and she's like, wait, we just read that. We just read that. You guys had to.
See?
Would you have to do to get
Dad,
out?
You're still here, Papa?
You're blinking at me?
She would know. She's smart. Listen. She would know early. You'd be like, hey, I'm back. She'd be like, ah.
I'm definitely not going to rub her head.
Hey, I'm back, babe.
Ruffle her head with a dick.
No, this head is,
Nah, baby.
This hand stays gloved up forever.
All right, where y'all at, man?
When is this air, baby?
This Thursday? I thought we did. Yeah, because we only did one last time.
It will be
some wild scenarios.
June 27th, Music Hall of Wild Child Tour with Marlon Wayans, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I think I already said this one last week.
You did.
June 28th, Schubert Theater, New Haven, Connecticut. July 3rd through July the 6th, Wild Child Tour. We're going to be in Cali, Irvine, California.
All right, I might pull it. Where is that?
Irvine.
But like when is
he? Irving, July 4th weekend. 3rd through the 6th.
July 4th weekend, popping firecrackers.
I'll be here.
Us out there. Cali time.
I'll come out there.
Pull up.
Don't come out there. June and July, I got nothing but local stuff. I go back on the road in August. And throughout the year, I'll be on the road. First in August is Houston. August 16th. I'm in Houston. I'm actually in Missouri City, which is right outside of Houston. They said like 20 minutes, if that. But yeah, Houston. And then I'm in Phoenix at the end of the month. And then, you know, KeonPulley.com for my link tree for all the other dates for throughout the year. But August will be Houston and Phoenix. So get your tickets, especially Houston. It's just a one night, Saturday night. I gave y'all a good night. You know what I'm saying? People be like, oh, the weekdays, blah, blah, blah. Good night, Saturday. Pull up. And let's do that. And I keep watching Wildly Inappropriate. Thank y'all for tuning into that.
Tuning in. I'm in Chicago this weekend, June 27th. If you're not in Portsmouth, then please, if you're in Chicago. June 27th, June 28th, I am with Shantae Waynes in Chicago at Riddles.
I just saw Shantae. Shout out to Tay-Tay.
How's she doing?
Good.
I haven't seen her in a minute. July 31st, I'm at Petty Cash in Los Angeles for Martin Morrell's special. I'll be hosting.
Oh, you're doing a special?
Mm-hmm. And September 5th.
Where's that?
Petty Cash. I don't know. It's somewhere in L.A.
Oh, you're doing your special?
No,
Martin.
Martin Morrell. I'm going to host his special.
He's going to host it.
Martin who?
Martin Morrell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you told me that.
Glasses.
Petty Cash. Yeah. That's Doughboy Studio.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I know where it was. Yeah. Okay.
You got a couple people shot there.
And then September 5th and 6th, if you're interested, New Yorkers, I'll be in New York with Shantae Waynes at Stand Up New York.
Hey. I like that place.
First time in New York City.
I don't think I've ever been. Is this your first time going?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
It's a vibe. New York's one of my favorite places.
I'm afraid I like it.
Yeah. I love New York.
Because if it's a busier but you gotta, Chicago,
I'm
like
when I'll be with
just
Craig.
Just say my name.
Yeah. Craig's known in New York Street.
Yeah, we saw. Busta Bus was on him.
Whoa, Busta Bus did not bust on me.
Boy, he did.
At Craig Wayans on everything. Anybody in Atlanta, reach out to me now. I'll be spending a bit of time in Atlanta, and I want to put some things together. So reach out to me.
Is this like a OnlyFans kind of
whole,
thing?
Not a whole call. I will not be filming content that will be put out.
And Lacaroni Chaz, we're going live later on. Thanks for supports. That's it. That's all we got.
We out.
Chill.